There is no need to panic about the coronavirus. That's a message we keep hearing from medical professionals, even as the number of cases continues to go up around the world. Just for perspective, though, more people died tragically in the tornado that hit Tennessee last night than from COVID-19 here in the U.S. The number of coronavirus infections is expected to go up here, perhaps substantially. As for fighting the outbreak, the U.S. might take some lessons from South Korea. It now has more than 5,000 confirmed cases, and at least 34 people have died. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
For millions of South Koreans, emergency cell phone alerts from the government ring out every time a new coronavirus infection is discovered in your area. These bad news alerts are especially frequent in Daegu. The city is about 150 miles south of Seoul, and it's now considered the epicenter of South Korea's COVID-19 epidemic. Choi Bop-jun lives in Daegu with his wife and two kids. I gave him a call to see how things are going. Choi, who's 37, says he gets 3 or 4 alerts on his phone every day. They're worrisome, but he says the messages are actually a good sign because they show that the authorities are quickly testing and isolating patients before the virus can spread even more.
안녕하십니까? 질병관리본부 콜센터입니다.
It's not just text messages. The Korea Center for Disease Control runs a coronavirus hotline. It holds televised press briefings, and it offers advice on preventing disease transmission in announcements that run constantly on buses and at subway stations. They're even in multiple languages.
Dear passengers, we would like to offer some useful information to prevent the spread of coronavirus. When taking public transportation, please wear a mask.
Almost everyone you see on the train, bus, or just walking down the street these days is wearing a surgical mask. They're getting harder to find, though. And prices are going way up. So the South Korean government has stepped in to safeguard the supply of masks and stabilize prices. Kim So-young is picking up a 5-pack of respiratory masks at a sale in Seoul. It's sponsored by a publicly owned company. That takes the price down to about $5. Kim says she waited in line for almost an hour because she couldn't find masks anywhere else. Until now, she says she was wrapping a scarf across her nose and mouth as a substitute. South Korea's government has not gone as far as China in locking down entire cities. Instead, it's telling citizens to limit contact with other people. Many Korean companies are letting their employees work from home. Schools and universities have extended their winter vacations, and countless public events have been canceled. The K-pop boy band BTS has called off its spring tour. So far, medical professionals are giving the government high marks for its response to the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Kim Arum is an infectious disease specialist at Inha University Hospital in Incheon.
The way they have been dealing with the virus is amazing. They're really organized and transparent and efficient as well.
But Kim says she's not sure that the U.S. is capable of being as efficient in its response to the disease.
We approved the diagnostic kit within a few days, so we could diagnose a lot, like more than 3,000 patients a day. I don't know if the United States can do that. And also in Korea, our national health insurance system is good, so we go to hospital without any hesitation, anytime.
Kim says Americans should probably get used to wearing masks in public, just like Koreans are doing. She says she wears one to protect her patients.
So protecting others from myself.
I feel there's a bit of social pressure to wear a mask.
Yeah, but it shows like how thoughtful, how considerate you are about others.
She points out that I wasn't wearing a mask when I showed up, then gives me a pack to take home. Kim adds that as coronavirus infections rise in both South Korea and the U.S., authorities need to pay attention to those most vulnerable. That means the elderly, people with chronic health problems, and those with disabilities. That's a big concern for Kwon Song-gu. He manages a residential facility in Seoul for 30 patients who require full-time care. Kwon agrees to speak with me, but only through a cracked open sliding glass door.
충분히 왜냐하면 장애 저희 같은 이제 장애인 시설들 같은 경우에는 일단 단체 생활을 하고 있.
He says the disease could spread fast here because everybody lives in such close proximity. His patients have mental disabilities. They can't walk on their own, and many have tuberculosis. Guan and the other staff have not left the center since January, he says. They don't want to risk coming into contact with anyone on the outside who might be infected with the coronavirus. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.